Hey, Bobby Bones here. If you're still crushing candy or popping bubbles, it's time to make the switch to a one-of-a-kind puzzle game, Best Fiends. Honestly, this game's a ton of fun if you're into puzzle games or, you know, casual games. You're going to love Best Fiends. It's so good. There's a reason why people constantly rate this game 5 out of 5 stars. Once you play it, you'll get it. People text me. They tweet me all the time. I'm playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey. Yeah. I love Friday shows. These are my favorite shows. I don't know about you, Amy, but I love the Friday shows.
Oh, yeah. They have the dance party. We have our Friday morning conversation. Plus, it's just Friday.
Yeah, all that. Hey, so by the way, good morning, studio.
Morning.
Good morning. So I'm here, and I am getting ready for another dance on Monday night. I'm not doing well. I had to learn 2 dances, and I'm not really onto the second dance yet, which is tough. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, maybe you still have, like, all weekend.
I don't, though.
Oh, you don't?
I mean, I do, but not. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling lost this week, but whatever. I'm in a good place. I like Rascal Flatts coming in today, which is good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Hurricane Rosa has turned into a Category 3. It's not going to make landfall in the U.S., but it is going to create dangerous rip currents next week in SoCal. In other news, the Boy Scouts of America are recalling about 100,000 of those neck slides due to potentially toxic levels of lead. If you bought one this year, take it back for a full refund. And finally, in sports, this is the final weekend of the baseball season. MLB playoffs get underway next week.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
$89 million was accidentally deposited into a guy's bank account.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Dream come true.
He was the $89 million man. It was only 90 minutes. His name was Daniel. And E-Trade accidentally deposited $89 million into his account. He logged on and saw it too before there was a correction.
Oh, cash out.
E-Trade did apologize for the screw up. They don't know what happened, but he had it in his account. Lunchbox, if that happens to you, do you take the money out immediately?
Oh, absolutely. You hit withdrawal, you do whatever you got to do, and then when they try to take it back, you sue them for emotional distress because you thought you were rich.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Oh.
I mean, you're the one that, it's your fault for thinking you're rich.
Like, it's your fault for lying.
No, right. It's their fault for putting it in my bank account.
You know,
yeah,
you didn't make that money.
You have
money.
To know where it comes from. You can't be like, ooh.
Well, obviously he has an E-Trade account, so he's a day trader. So he's on there doing stocks, and he maybe sold some stocks, and they gave him $89 million. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, for that. Just imagine you log onto your bank account, and, oh, yeah, sir, you have $89 million. Yeah!
I don't know that I would like that, because I knew it wouldn't be mine. And I'm always afraid of money that's not mine. Like, Pablo Escobar is going to come get me somehow.
I mean, Bobby, you're afraid of money that is yours.
Yeah, you're right about that, too. That's a great point. Like, yeah. I struggle, because, listen, I grew up very poor, and now I do well. And so it's weird, and I just give it away. Because I don't feel comfortable with it. I think if I have a kid, it'd be different. Because I want to, you know, save up for him to go to college or her to go to college. Even if I had a wife. Right? Because don't I have to, like, buy her handbags or something?
No.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like you would marry someone that could buy her own handbags. But,
that's true.
Yeah, you could treat her. Sure,
I think
wouldn't
I should
mind.
Be. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Whatever. But you're right. I don't even know what this is about. What this.
$89 million. I'm just.
I know.
No.
Amy, by the way, do you want to tell us how much you make an hour?
No, I never calculated it.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Right. Sorry about that. Do you want to tell us? Because you've calculated it.
I have calculated it very much, so. Nah, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
One day. I'll put it in my next book.
Okay.
Which, by the way, they've approached me to write another book.
What?
I know.
Book number 3?
I said no.
Oh.
Well,
I said no.
Why?
Oh, I said no 19 times to my second book, too. I just didn't want to do it. Until I feel like I'm right, I don't ever do anything that I don't put my heart into. I love this show more than anything. Right now, I'm doing Dancing with the Stars, fully focused, and that's it. That's it. Not doing music right now. Not doing comedy right now. I'm dancing and doing the radio show. But yeah, maybe at some point. I have a lot of ideas. But yeah,
what are some of your ideas? Let me jot them down.
You're not going to do anything with it.
Okay, then tell us.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Now time for Amy versus Lunchbox. On Fridays, we do it a bit earlier because the dance party's in a few minutes. Amy gets 3 dude questions. Lunchbox gets 3 lady questions, and we'll see who scores the best. Amy, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. in basketball, how many points is a free throw worth?
1 point.
1 point. That is correct.
Boom.
Amy.
Yeah.
In boxing, KO is an acronym for knockout.
Oh.
What does the T in TKO stand for?
Oh, shoot. Okay. T, temporary knockout. Temporary knockout.
Temporary knockout. Incorrect.
Technical.
It is. Box, you can steal. Go ahead.
Technical knockout.
It is technical.
Shoot.
There you go. That's the right answer. I know. The old temporary knockout every time.
I know. Yeah. I was like.
Today is National Drink a Beer Day. What beer had the slogan, "A taste as cold as the Rockies"?
Coors. Coors Light.
I need the answer, please. Amy, I can never tell with you if you're talking things out.
Oh, sorry. My answer is Coors.
Temporary Coors?
Technical Coors.
What is your answer?
Coors Light.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Amy, what is your answer?
Coors Light.
Coors Light. Is that final answer?
Yes, final answer.
Show me Coors Light. Correct.
Oh.
Okay, wow. Amy, but you can't do that. For now on, you have to say final answer, okay?
Okay. Well, there's only one beer, Coors Light.
But you can talk it out.
There's multiple Coors.
But you just have to say, well, there's Coors Light. There's temporary Coors Light. I told you, just give you all three of them. Okay. Amy, 2, Lunchbox, 1. Over to Lunchbox. Lilac flowers are typically what color?
Purple.
Correct!
Boom.
That's good.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
The hairstyle that involves gradual blending of one color hue to another is known as?
Say that again.
One color hue? That's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like I said, I don't even know this one. The hairstyle that involves gradual blending of one color hue to another is known as? I believe Amy's done this too, huh? I should be giving away clues, but sorry. Go ahead.
That's the fade.
Oh, the good old fade. Incorrect. Amy?
The ombre.
That is correct. The ombre. I would have said ombre, but ombre is correct. Yeah. What's hue mean, Amy? I don't know what that means.
Color?
Is that a color? I thought it was like brown and blonde.
No, hue is like a tint, a color, a blend. Like hue is... It's not an actual color. It's like saying the word color. Like, what color is that? You'd say, what hue is that?
Who would say that? Why would you say the word color?
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe because it's like more of like a tint, a hue.
Yeah. You know what? What hairstyle I'm not a big fan of is a skunk hairdo.
Oh, like I did that once.
Blonde into black.
But it wasn't on purpose.
It's like Pepe Le Pew. Okay. What score? Lunchbox needs this one to tie. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Louis Tomlinson is a member of what boy band? Louis Tomlinson was a member of what boy band?
One Direction.
Correct.
I know one Backstreet Boys are NSYNC, so that's all I had.
And
we're back to tiebreaker today. By the way, scores 4-4 in the season. Go ahead.
The definition of hue is a color or a shade.
Oh, a shade. Okay. Amy, tiebreaker into the guy question. I'm going to run you through two of them, see how many you get. In the gym, the heaviest plates you can put on a barbell are how much?
100?
Incorrect. There'll be no stealing, though. Incorrect.
Oh.
The biggest plates are 45-pound plates.
Oh.
Amy, what garden tool would have something called a bump feed?
A hoe?
What'd you call me? A weed eater. Incorrect. Lunchbox, all you need is one of these.
All I need is one.
All he needs is one.
No matter what.
I think that's a song.
Hilary Duff turns 31 today, Lunchbox, over in the female category.
Oh, yeah.
What Disney Channel show was she the star of?
Oh, that's easy. Lizzie McGuire.
Hit a song. Let's do it.
And they stay there!
Lunchbox takes a 5-4 lead as we play to 10.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Rascal Flatts dropped a new single today. It's called Back to Life. Here's a clip of it.
She puts that beat in my chest, pounds like a drum, shakes me like thunder.
A good one, huh? Those guys, they had a bit where they fell off. People say they had a few songs that weren't hits for a while, but they've been hitting smash after smash after smash again. And I do really like those guys, so good for them. What else, Morgan, number two?
We've got movies coming out this weekend. Night School with Kevin Hart. It has 29% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, that doesn't seem very funny.
And then we've got Smallfoot. It's an animated film, and it has 75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, Amy said she wanted to take her kids to see that one, right? It's like the Yeti, in the not, yeah. not the ice chest, but it's like the Yeti, like the abominable snowman or something?
Yes.
Yes. All right, cool. Anything else, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, we have albums coming out this weekend. Loretta Lynn dropped a new album today. Here's a clip of the title song called Wouldn't It Be Great.
Wouldn't it be great? Watch it break. Wouldn't it be?
There you go. Old school. All right, what else?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tacoma, Washington. Chuck E. Cheese, where everybody goes to have fun. Kids are playing. Skee balls are so fun. This guy goes to play skee ball. Only problem, he has a gun in his waistband.
Oh.
Boom.
Oh. Well,
shoots himself.
Two things are wrong there. One, and listen, I don't know what the rules are at Chuck E. Cheese and concealed, you know, but rolling into a place with a bunch of kids with a gun, and listen, I have guns, I get it, but man, I probably would check that gun. Did Chuck E. Cheese's ever get, like, held up?
Oh, I mean, don't know.
Sometimes parents fight with each other over, like, kids and tokens, I guess. And then two, you're going to do a physical activity with a gun in your waistband? Like, that's not very smart. And then three, what was the safety knot on?
I guess
also
not.
Also not smart.
Yeah, lots of not smart things there, which is probably why it's a bonehead.
Yeah, he is not facing charges. He shot himself in the leg because he did have a permit to carry the gun.
You should still charge him. He's an idiot. What, can we have an idiot charge?
Yeah, well,
somebody else didn't get shot. What up?
I said no one else was injured, though.
All right, well, good. Good. Glad he was injured. There's a charge. You got a bullet through your foot. All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Some firefighters in Harrisburg, North Carolina, are sitting around the fire station when they get a call from a lady. She says, hey, it's my son's third birthday. Do you mind if I bring him by the fire station to check it out? They're like, yeah, come on by. They're going to be there at 2 o'clock, and the firefighter's like, we got to make this special. They go to the store, get balloons, like streamers. They get cupcakes, and they call their buddies at other fire stations and say, hey, this 3-year-old wants to come to the fire station for his birthday party. Why don't you guys come over? So 15 firefighters show up and throw him a whole birthday party.
Oh, that's cool.
Legit.
Good. I mean, that one gave me a little chill bumps, too. Because, again, they didn't have to do that. It's just people falling. That's cool. Ah, come on. That's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bones. Come on.
Amy, did you see the video yesterday of the guy? He's in a canoe, and the seal jumps out of the water, and the seal has an octopus in its mouth.
Yeah.
And the seal slaps the guy in the canoe with the face with the octopus.
Yes. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
The seal comes flying out of the water, takes out, bam, hits him right in the face. And the guy in the canoe, or rowboat, whatever you call it, it's like, what just happened? It's unbelievable.
Because what just happened?
I mean, that, like, and Will Smith the day before jumping out of the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things on Instagram. I'm like, what? Because Will Smith bungee jumped out of that helicopter.
Unreal.
Unreal. And not only did he bungee jump, which is crazy, and bungee jump into the Grand Canyon, which is crazier-ish, but he bungee jumped from a helicopter that also has to float.
Yeah.
And copter.
Yeah. Who's the person that tests out if bungee jumping can be done from a helicopter?
Well, I watched a lot of it. They were sending out dummies.
Oh, okay.
Like, for the days leading up to it, they were putting dummies on a cable and throwing them out and watching them bounce up. And at one point, the dummy lost its leg. And Will Smith's like, what? So, yeah. What's your husband, Amy, who's a pilot, an airplane, airport, What do you call him?
Air Force pilot?
Well, no, but he flies airplanes, but is he just an airplane pilot? Is that what you would call him?
Yeah, he flies airplanes, not helicopters. Both pilots.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What does he think about helicopters?
He does not like helicopters. He doesn't. Because what you have to rely on, like if he's in an airplane, he knows he can turn into a bird and he can coast and fly and figure it out. If a helicopter goes wrong, like you can't keep yourself in the air.
Like, oh, you just go down like a rock,
like,
huh?
He's something about you're like a bumblebee and you're spinning around. I mean, the physics of it, I don't know. He has this whole explanation. He's like, you're kind of just, you can try to maneuver your way to the ground, but you'll likely crash. And, you know, and he's, you know, he's proven that because he's been in a situation where he lost, you know, his propeller and he had to turn into a bird. And he did.
He had to crash a plane because his propeller flew off. He had to crash it into a lake. He had to find a lake in the woods, crash the plane in a lake. They went into the water. Black Hawk helicopters had to come and rescue them.
He sticks by this story. The scariest part of the entire thing was getting in the Black Hawk helicopter.
Even more so than him having to crash a plane.
Yes, he just does not like helicopters at all. And of course, he had to use his cell phone to like show the helicopter where he was, and then they threw down the rope and he was like, well, here goes nothing, and he climbed up the rope.
Here goes nothing. Yeah. As he's having to find a lake to crash into in the mountains, it's like, all right, well, this is a thing. Yeah, it's like a Wednesday. But he's having to climb into a helicopter.
Basically.
Here goes nothing.
Yeah.
A man has been arrested at an airport because he ran onto the tarmac because he missed his flight. Started chasing the plane.
Well, I mean, you guys mentioned you gotta get on a flight.
No. They probably locked the whole airport down because of his knucklehead.
How did he even get out there?
The man was tackled to the ground by airport police when he chased a flight. It is reported the man, who's in his 20s, was seen banging on the window of the terminal moments before his flight departed. After asking ground crew to stop the plane, the man is understood to have left the terminal building before he made it as far as the taxiing flight. I have no idea how you got over the fence. Is it in the article? Because maybe they don't want to say because there was some sort of breach that shouldn't have happened. But they saw him banging, and the next thing you know, boop, out. Yeah, you can't do that. What are they going to do, stop the plane? Also, think about that. You think the pilot's looking in the rearview mirror and goes, hey, Chuck, Jimmy Winslow over in seat 3C is running behind us. Stop the plane real quick. Let him get on. It's like a bus. So I thought that was funny. I saw a story. Lunchbox, did this guy have to cut off his own arm?
Yeah, this dude in North Dakota, he was making his own sausage, and he was using a meat mixer, and he got his hand caught.
So he's like a butcher?
Well, it's just a hobby. Like, he has a farm, and so he makes his own sausage. And he's by himself, so he had two options. Sit there and starve to death and die, or chop off his own arm. So he got a butcher knife and cut it off at the wrist.
He didn't have a cell phone?
Guess not.
Couldn't reach it, eh?
He said
that's the worst.
He had to make the decision.
Listen, if that cell phone is, like, right out of reach, and you don't have Siri, you're like, what's wrong with my life?
Yeah.
Why didn't I just go, or Alexa, or something? Like, there's not one thing that could hear you talk.
Not a one.
But I tell you, I don't think that's a tough decision to make. Oh. Here's my theory on having to cut off a limb. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I don't think it would hurt that much.
What?
You're crazy.
Because you're just so mentally, like...
I think it'd be tough to do mentally, but I think, one, you're numb. Because if a tree's been on your leg or a rock, you know, the guy had to cut his arm off?
Yeah, 127 hours or something.
And two, you know, it's go time. And you know how when your adrenaline's pumping? It still probably hurts a little bit. But when it's life or death, your body doesn't feel the same. I can tell you when I got jumped and I wiped out and tore my knee up, and I didn't feel it. And I'm not saying it felt good. The guy didn't cut off his arm and go, man, I would like to do that to the other one. But yeah, it's a tough decision. But what are you going to say, Amy, what are you going to say?
I don't know. I mean, I'm like thinking, what do you use? How do you do it? Like,
butcher knife.
Of this. I know he used that, but I'm picturing like me. Like, I don't know. I don't know if all I had was a little butcher knife that I would actually be able to cut
through
it in the bone.
You would. And you have two kids now, so you would. You'd cut it all. You'd break it. You'd eat through it. I would gnaw at it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A new study says that swearing or cursing relieves pain. So I have a note here. It says, how long since Bobby has cursed? I don't know. Almost 3 years? Like, and I only don't curse because it's just a discipline that I maintain because I do this show. I don't curse. My comedy, I don't curse. My books, I don't curse. And it really wasn't benefiting me in my personal life. But much like drinking, I don't drink either, but I don't judge people for drinking around me. But I'm thinking that if it relieves pain and I'm hurting, maybe I bring it back in style. What do you think, Anne?
I mean, I don't know. It'd be so weird. I can't even picture you cursing anymore.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I say bad words years ago. I'm not better than that.
Yeah.
But I haven't said it maybe a single bad word in almost 3 years. Would it be weird if I started cursing again, guys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It would be?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good because I made a change. That's a tough one. But they say swearing is good for you. According to a new study, swearing relieves both physical and emotional pain. Swear words. Well, go ahead.
What if you're just saying it with the like the intent that you would say a real swear, but you say like, oh, phooey.
Oh, son of a cheese pizza.
Yeah. Son of a biscuit.
I think that words are weird anyway, because if I say a certain word and it starts with SH, right? And then 1,000 miles away, someone makes that same exact sound. It has no meaning to it. So I think a word is just all in the meaning of it more so than the actual sound of it.
Yeah.
Because what's the difference? So just like that right there could be a really controversial thing to say in India or in Japan or, you know, on Mars. It just sounds. But yeah, I don't curse. Good for me.
You miss some.
I don't even think curse words anymore. Amy doesn't curse either. Lunchbox curses. As soon as he walks out of the room, all he does is curse.
Yeah, I like to drop those bombs.
Yeah. Amy, I hear you're getting a microwave for the first time.
Whoa, pump the brakes. What?
Is that not true?
No, I'm not getting a microwave.
Are you thinking about getting a microwave?
No, but people keep sending me articles about how it doesn't destroy nutrients. And then I keep thinking back to our call with Dr. Oz a while ago, where he was like talking about how microwaves aren't bad. And then, I mean, I haven't had a microwave for so many years. And I feel like part of me is just sticking with it because I can't go against my no microwave rule. So I'm just starting to evaluate. The more I see some of these studies and talk to some of these experts, I'm like, you know, the astrophysicist was talking about how microwaves aren't bad. And I'm like, you know, he is pretty smart.
You're like, but I read a Twitter tweet that said they were bad. So I'm going to maintain it over the astrophysicist.
Right. So I've just always felt like microwaves, they can't be good. And I've stood by that so firmly that I feel like if I get a microwave, I'm going to be a huge sellout.
No.
I feel like I just lead people in the no microwave.
If we're not changing, we're not bettering ourselves.
Yeah.
Not that this is a thing, but I have that problem because I've never told another human one-to-one that I love them, right? And so I'm still holding on to that, holding on to my flower. And I probably have and didn't say it because it was borderline. And I thought, why would I do it now and waste it? Because I've been holding it for so long. But I shouldn't do that. I should just say how I feel.
Yeah.
So let's make a promise to each other right here.
Okay.
If you get a microwave, I will sometime in my life tell someone I love them.
Oh, I hope you do that anyway, microwave or not.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, listen, Amy. Look, me to you right now. I love a microwave.
Who? Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. I do have that microwave that my friend's husband's gifted us on the porch, but it's not really. Who was I supposed to give that to? Eddie?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bring it to you.
Thank you.
I've got to figure out one for the house. Like, my husband would probably lose his mind if I got a microwave. He'd be like, hallelujah, I don't have to heat my coffee up on the stove.
But you have a cell phone, radiation.
I know.
You have a car, pollution.
Yeah.
You have rays running through your house. You have Wi-Fi in your house.
I know. It's just all a hot mess.
I know.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Rascal Flatts in the next few minutes. So let's get to that morning corny right now. Amy, coming over to you.
The morning corny.
Guy lost his job at the cemetery after burying someone in the wrong hole. It was a grave mistake.
Okay. That was the morning corny.
We all had to look at each other and go, how do we feel about that? Okay, there it is.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
After being saved from a fighting ring in Canada, a 3-year-old pit bull has a whole new lease on life because this dog, whose name is Dallas, is going to be a canine officer for the town police department of Virginia. Isn't that cool? They rescued him.
It's awesome.
Moved him down to Virginia. It was 2015 when they rescued him, and they've been, you have to train them back into normal non-fighting life because they're trained to be aggressive. And they did that, and now they're actually working with him now to sniff out narcotics, and says he's doing wonderfully.
I love that so much.
I know. I do too. The pup is finishing his training right now. The department is super excited to welcome the dog to the team. I love dogs. I love pit bulls. I believe that an animal is acting based on how it's raised. I had a pit bull for 15 years. Not one time in its 15 years did it get aggressive. If anything, I got aggressive. And I never get aggressive. And only got aggressive once because someone cut in front of me at Subway. I did not like that. But other than that,
yeah.
I'm good too. We were the least aggressive couple ever. Name a lesser aggressive couple than me and my old dog Dusty. Yeah, you can't. That's right. So congratulations to the dog and the people who rescued him and to the cops. They're awesome. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, Bobby Bones here. If you love puzzle games but get bored from crushing candy, it's time to try the ridiculously fun puzzle game, Best Fiends. Honestly, nothing like it. And once you play Best Fiends, you're going to love Best Fiends. It has cute characters that you collect, fun puzzles, daily and weekly events. And best of all, Best Fiends updates every month with new levels and features. I find myself playing the game all the time. It's the perfect game to play during downtime or really any time. Best Fiends is that good. Don't believe me? Check out the reviews. There's a reason why people constantly rate this game 5 out of 5 stars. Once you play Best Fiends, you will know why people cannot stop playing it. You will know why people keep tweeting me. It's basically gotten so many listeners obsessed with the game. And they love me for it, too. What are you waiting for? Give it a try. Even let me know what you think. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends. I bet you love it, too. I bet you end up tweeting me. I'm just making a bet here. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Rascal Flatts.
Here they are right here. Clap your hands for our friends. Rascal Flatts. One. Joe Don's wearing an Amy Head t-shirt. Amy's head's on his shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we're praying for her and her family right now, but she's with us. She's
got a Bobby Head shirt.
And, she's here on my chest.
Gary's wearing a Bobby Head underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got that off.
Jay, what up, buddy?
How you doing, buddy?
They didn't even give you a chair, did they? You got a chair over there?
I got it.
Look at these guys. It's always an honor to see you guys. Let me hear this new song. We're world premiering this new song today. I'd
like to hear it, too.
Talk me through this.
This is the first time we've ever heard it on
what's it called?
The radio. You're the first to ever play it.
Back to Life.
Oh, it's got a cool ring to it.
Yeah. Wow. First you've all heard it. Did you guys even sing this? They just found old clips from history and made a new song?
I think it's actually Shay Mooney's vocal.
Shay. Oh, good. Boys, look at that!
Yeah, fun for the whole family.
Yeah,
right there.
Come on, tell me about this. Tell me about this song, because Shay's also one of the writers of the song. Yeah. Shay Mooney from Dan and Shay.
Yep.
Is he the minor league for you guys?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like the farm club.
Yeah,
that's why we took him out on tour this summer, just to give him a little boost.
This summer he went from single A to double A now, I think, maybe, because he's got Dan with him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Dan helps.
What you just heard right there, that's what he's trying to do when he's singing.
I gotta ask, so Gary, you're wailing here. You're singing this. You're wailing, right? You're wailing. Do you sing this in the morning? Do you sing this late at night? Like, for your voice to get to that spot, where do you have to be in your day?
It's better if it's in the evening, but it's a little tougher in the morning, but we can get up there. We can get up there.
He's like,
if you want me to sing this morning, ain't gonna happen, man.
Do you ever do the low parts in the morning? If you have to sing a lower part, is that a thing, or do you guys just hop in? You're just good now.
We just go.
You just
go. We just go. Usually start at like noon in the studio.
I sing the low parts. He can't have my parts. I don't want to be singing up there.
How you feel about that when you hear it? You guys like it or no?
That's the first time I've heard it. Sounds great.
Yeah, it does. It sounds really good.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts here.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Gary, I was looking at your Instagram, and you have one of those fat scooters. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What in the world is that?
Dude, it's a company out of L.A. that they actually made them for to take on golf courses. They're actually supposed to be like a...
environmentally safe.
Yeah, like a scooter golf cart?
Yeah, kind of a Harley, all-electric thing called a fat scooter, and it's awesome. So we had one built for Dan and Shay and Carly. And that's kind of like their tour gift. So you can't get Dan and Shay off of it.
Shay rides in the basket of Dan's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shay's like E.T.
He's like, yeah. Yeah.
Shay rings the bell.
Ring, ring.
They're cute.
How do you guys pick your touring acts? Are you guys actually involved in that? Because out now it's you guys and Dan and Shay and Carly Pierce. Is that do you sit in a room and they give you 10 acts and you decide?
Yeah, we put them all up on a whiteboard. Like who's available that coming year.
Like, I'm serious. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
No,
okay.
We really do. We put them all up on a whiteboard and we say, you know, so-and-so's going out with, you know, Al Dean, and so-and-so's going out with Lady A or whatever. And then we narrow it down to the people we feel like are doing well and having some hits and have some momentum, because you want as much help as you can get out there to make your package as interesting as it can be. So we literally do, and we've got a, you know, we've got a great track record in picking opening acts.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm about to ask a good question. I'm already complimenting myself for my next question. If you guys, this is a rare interview strategy where I'm complimenting my next question.
I like it.
Of all of your opening acts, who did you guys gamble on early and they turned out to be?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about that. Yeah.
We were the first ones to ever take her out on any dates, and she did an acoustic set.
Well, because... Eric Church.
Yeah, that was our little debacle.
Oh,
there.
Can we get into that?
People want to still keep bringing up, like, Jodon.
Well, you mentioned Taylor Swift. Lord. I had to.
I'm glad you brought it up, because I'd like to tell you my version that I've heard, because rumors start to go.
Right.
You take Eric Church out, he's using too much stage and going over time, mm-hmm. So you guys kick him off the tour.
It wasn't that he was going over the time limit. We even put him on earlier, and he still went over. And he was costing us a fortune in stagehand union bills. So we ask him three times, and Eric, if you're listening, we love you. You know that we do, and we're all good now. This is the point of the story, to just give us the courtesy of getting off on time so that we weren't charged so much money in overages.
And that irritated Eric? That you guys?
It irritated him. He said, man, I'm giving the fans what they want. And, you know, at that point, he was an opener. So,
oh, he had his shades on when he said that.
Yeah,
he
did.
Always see his eyes. But
we were inside.
Did he tour beside you guys the rest of the time playing clubs in the same cities?
Yeah, he did. Me and myself tour.
That's what he called it. Me and myself tour.
It was a me and my gang. Actually, really pretty awesome he did that looking back. But it was a me and my gang tour for us. And, yeah, he's like, oh, I'm going to do my own thing. I'll just do the me and myself tour.
But, you know, the union in New York, because his last show was Madison Square Garden with us. And so the union hands in New York are, I mean, it's like a, you know, $1,000 a minute, you know, with those guys. So we're like, man, go on early, but whatever. You can go on at 4 in the afternoon if you want to. But you have to stop at this time. And he didn't, and that was, you know, that was
I think after this interview, never talk about it again, because you just said it all right there.
We said, yeah.
And then just say, if you want to know about it, just go listen to this. Because I've always wondered. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to bring it up, but Jodon's like, hey, ask me about Eric Church.
Well, you asked about who.
Yeah.
But no, but you asked her to take a chance on.
12 years later.
No, the question was, who did you take a gamble on? And we had to fill that spot, and Taylor was available. It's brand new.
You know what? That's what happened to somebody else, too. Blake Shelton.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Blake.
2005.
He stayed out for 8 years with us.
Yeah, he did. He stayed out like two.
He only sang one of those years, but he was actually out there on the bus.
Amy, go ahead. Ask the question. I hear you about to say something.
No, I'm just laughing at Blake Shelton being on the road 8 years and only singing one.
Jay, she thought you were funny, basically. Amy did, yeah.
She did.
Yeah, it was good.
He is funny.
He is funny, I know. Okay, let me read some stats.
What did I say that was funny?
That Blake
I don't have headphones.
I know, you can't hear.
That's
good. You're not even on the air. This is just for my personal use.
We're
not
even. When you work out, you just listen to
this. This isn't a show. Yeah, you guys just come over. So let's see. Let me read some stuff they handed me here. You've sold 10 million concert tickets. That is an unbelievable number. 10 million tickets. What I think is, and this is me being as sincere as possible, is that when someone will come to a show, that is such a precious time, because they're spending their money, they're taking their time, they're making their plans, and they're going to spend it with you guys. 10 million concert tickets. Speak on that for a second.
Well, you know, it's hard to, but it's very humbling. But I will say as well that they choose maybe that one night that they can afford to come out and watch a show that summer, and we might be the fortunate group that gets to have that person or that family come out and watch that show that one night, they're kind of getaway with the family. And so, yeah, we don't take it lightly, and we try to give them the best possible experience we can.
When you play a show, what song gets sang back the loudest right now?
Well, probably What Hurts the Most or Life is a Highway at this point. Broken Road gets a pretty loud response, but I'd say What Hurts the Most right now.
That or that Journey song we break into.
Yeah.
Don't Stop Believing.
The covers that we do really get the loudest response.
Yeah. Are you being facetious?
No. We're being honest. Okay. In the middle of the show, we break it down, and Jake he twinkles the ivories, and we'll do some songs we did growing up in the clubs and stuff, you know, and all the music we used to do, and we'll do some Journey covers, and man, they go nuts. It's amazing that, like, Don't Stop Believing, the kids are out there, like,
the bars.
Yeah. It's amazing.
We do an Eric Church set.
But do you guys go over?
Oh, yeah.
Do you play the church set?
And we go over.
A little too long. Bleeds into some of our hits.
But, I mean, you can start off going, I bought my first real sister. Mm. That plays,
we love Ryan Bradhams. It's all of them. Yeah. They don't even know which one. They just rock all the names.
Yeah.
Ryan Hurd.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Rascal Flatts.
Let's see. Rascal Flatts are here. World premiere on the new song, Back to Life. I'll have some radio friends that will call me and they'll say, hey, what's it like to talk to the Rascal Flatts? I'm like, do not say duh.
Duh.
Do not, like, you want, don't say duh.
There's no article before.
There Rascal is
Flatts.
No the.
Right.
That's what I tell. That's my advice to upcoming radio personalities. Don't say the word duh. I got to ask you, though, I saw, and I don't know if it ended up being controversial or not, but didn't something happen at a show and you guys had to cancel?
We had a bomb threat in Indianapolis right before the encore.
And okay, so you were already playing.
We'd already played most of the show. We were a couple of songs away from finishing.
A bomb threat?
Yeah.
Bomb threat.
And
yeah.
It was proven to be credible, and they ushered us off stage. We didn't have anything to do with the decision, but obviously it was a very scary moment. We're glad everybody got out safe. And
obviously that all the Indianapolis, the police, the Indiana police, and everybody else thought that it was credible enough to evacuate, you know, and all the bomb dogs comes in and all the stuff. So rather be safe than sorry, and that's the way that it is in this world. So.
Here with Rascal Flatts. I hope I'm not overstepping a boundary here. Can I ask you about, Gary, your daughter's singing career?
You know, Brittany, man, she loves it. It's all she wants to do. So I'm trying to talk her into college, but she, you know, she just loves it. She's writing all the time. She was in the studio yesterday doing some stuff, and I guess she's next on the roster.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You think she has it?
I do. I think she certainly has the vocal gift, for sure, and the writing gift.
When she's ready, would you trust her to come up here and sing on this show?
Absolutely.
Oh, see?
Only Uncle Bobby's up here. Hey, are you moving again?
Let me tell you, Amy, this is what happened with Gary and I, right? I moved.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, if you listen to the radio, you may hear, hey, I'm Gary LeVox for a black tie movie. And you're like, what? You're like, what's up with that Rascal Flat?
Bobby's keeping us in business.
I've moved a few times, and yeah, Gary goes, hey, man, appreciate that. You're keeping food on the table.
Come on.
I do. So wait, do you own part of Black Tie Movie?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I know the answer. I'm just asking. Yeah.
And we're in Dallas and Nashville and Memphis and Columbus, Ohio. And we just rolled out Cincinnati and Cleveland. So
how do you get into a moving company? Like, what made you go, my passion's in moving?
You know, what happened was I hate moving. And it's such a pain in the rear end to move that Black Tie actually moved me. And it was just painless. I was like, I mean, I'd move like Bobby Bones if it was this easy.
Stop it. I've moved a few times with Gary's company. And then, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was like, I got to get involved because, I mean, literally they ran a red carpet from my door to the truck. I didn't pack anything. It was just such a different level of people taking care of your stuff, and it was great. So
we're a full commercial right now, boys. I love it, though. I'm eating it up.
Yeah. So Dustin Black.
This would be better if we had a piece of it, too. By I mean, really.
What Gary didn't tell you is what Jay and I have bow tie moving here pretty soon. It's coming out.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Spenders moving, bow tie moving, black tie.
Well, you won't know it. We're going to move your stuff at night, whether you want it or not. It's going to be moved. Yeah.
What are you guys in? Jay, what are you in that we don't know about?
Drugs.
Okay, fair enough.
Quite honestly, I've got a few
just washing
farms
money
out west and where it's legal.
Yeah.
But I don't do anything illegal at all.
For now.
I'm in nothing. I have nothing.
And Bobby's thinking about moving again out the west.
Stop it. You have nothing. Look at
you ever get out to Denver, come see us.
Saw you guys on a pack of donuts.
Yeah.
You guys on like donuts or something?
There's nothing to boost your ego like being on a box of donuts.
Yeah, we did a whole big promotional deal with Hostess. And I didn't know they had the chocolate with the peanut butter
inside. It's amazing.
But it's ridiculous. No, it's crazy.
Sadly great.
Thank you, Hostess.
You know what mine is?
Heaven forbid we'd be on a power bar or, you know.
I do Metamucil.
Yeah.
And that
it works.
No, right.
Tell us a story.
That'd be a great tour. What at the Metamucil tour?
Listen, I'm fully in with Metamucil. I couldn't. I'm as into it as it is into me.
I think. See, I think Back to Life. Nice.
Oh yeah,
that's it. Metamucil. And I'm not even, I think it's a ticket.
I'm just saying. You know, we use what we use. We love it. Right. Here it is. Back to Life. Let me tell you, boys.
Metamucil.
Oh, there it is. What are you guys talking about over there?
Well, we had a guy, Randy, that was with us forever. He had every job that there was ever to be had in Rascal Flatts. He was a guitar tech. He was a road manager. He sold merchandise. He road managed. He and his brother drove for us, and they played bluegrass, and they had a little band called the Metamucil Mountain Boys.
Mm.
And they'd get up there and they'd play bluegrass.
I'll be sure to check that out. I'll stream that today.
No, it's huge.
Well, let me say, as we wrap this interview today, I have all of you to thank for different things. Jay, for just being a fun-loving guy.
Wow.
You know
that's
what?
Heartfelt, Bobby.
You know what?
That's heartfelt. I felt that all the
no
way
No one's
here.
More fun-loving than Jay. See, Jay, I would crack a few jokes, give each other the old
that smile.
Good.
Yeah, I feel like we'd be closer friends if you spent more time with me.
Gary, what do I say here? You, your wife, your daughter, I feel like I've got to know the family a little bit.
Yeah. Well, when I told Britt last night, she said, tell Uncle Bobby I said hi. That's what she said.
Well.
I said, I'll tell her.
And Joe Don.
Well, can my kids call you Uncle Bobby? That's, I mean, hold on a second. Jay and I feel so left out.
Joe Don.
He didn't even know that I have kids. So, I mean, I'm just the fun-loving guy.
And Joe Don.
Playing with my spit over here in the corner.
Whose wife wants to set me up.
What are you looking at here?
Just pictures.
Let me see. Let me see your notes here, buddy.
No, you don't.
No, I see these old pictures. What do you got?
Don't worry about mine. This is my style of knowing what's up. Okay, it just notes. You guys have new music coming out. So Gary posted pictures on Instagram of new stuff coming.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see visuals before you guys come in and what's happening in your life. Like, I know, like, the history, but I also want to know what's going on right now. Give me a break. I'm doing a good interview over here.
You're doing awesome. Keep it up, man.
Come on. Never been critiqued during an interview. All right. Rascal Flatts, they have a new song. And when's the new... You're not going to have an answer, but when's the new record coming out?
Never.
Okay. We heard it here first.
Here's your answer.
It's never coming out. A few months...
We're not doing any records
records
anymore.
No, ever. Listen,
paradigm,
I'm for that.
We're kind of doing singles. Yeah, because,
I'm serious. I'm for no records, unless it's a concept album.
Yeah.
Unless you're Drake and pour out, like, you know, 40 songs overnight. Yeah, like, what?
Say what you're saying about that.
Yeah, no, just because, you know, I mean, you look back and, you know, nobody's really buying albums anymore. And, we all go through, even myself as a consumer, you go through and you go, I want that one and that one and that one. And, you know, we've always been really hard on ourselves to put 11 singles out, not album cuts and not album sides and that kind of thing. So we've left a lot of them on the, you know, they'll probably never be heard. So I think it's great that we're just going to put singles out. It's been fun. We just did a whole different series where we did some cover tunes, you know, some Huey Lewis in the News and some different stuff. So it's just, you know, we're going to just keep feeding the machine, you know, single at a time.
I love it. It's so consumer-based when you're thinking like that. Because I know what it's like to go, I want to put out a whole project.
Well, if you're a new artist, I get it. You got to pour out as much music as you can and get it out there to the masses. And we're at a place where we're kind of fighting our catalog, you know. We got a lot of music from the past. And so we just... It also makes us focus on, okay, we're going to put one song out. We better really get the right song.
It is true. You guys have to beat your old songs. Mm-hmm. That's a thing. Like, for
it's hard to do.
Someone that's running a radio station and picking songs, they go, well, I can play the new one, but why would I play the new one whenever they have this old one that everyone loves? You have to beat your hits.
Yeah.
It's that's a good your way of telling us you're not going to add it.
Yeah, I'm not adding anything. Yeah.
No, thank you. That's
I heart my brain for daylight. Yeah, working great over here.
Yeah. Rascal Flatts, everyone. Hey,
it's been working for 20 years for us.
Bobby doesn't have a boss
you
anymore, man.
Great.
Who's the boss?
No, stop it. My friends, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Always a good time when you guys come by. And we'll see you soon. And when your dog's ready, bring it up here. Let's sing it out.
All right.
All right. Rascal Flatts, everybody. Clap your hands for my friends. Check out their new song. Bobby Bones. Yeah. The game is simple. I will give you three movies. You tell me what actor was in all three of the movies. Fair enough, Anne?
Fair.
Three movies. All right, Amy. The movies are Argo, The Town, and Gone Girl. Now, all three of those movies featured one actor. Argo, The Town, and Gone Girl. What actor was that?
Ben Affleck.
Correct. Give her a point. There it is. Over to my co-host, former delivery driver at Jason's Deli before he came onto this radio show, Lunchbox. Lunchbox, your movies are
Red Sparrow, American Hustle, and Joy. What actor or actress? I think I just call them all actors, right? I hope it's the actress. What actor was in all three of those?
Red Sparrow? What is that?
Joy and American Hustle.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Correct. There it is. Good.
Woo!
Amy.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Passengers. Jurassic World. What actor?
What?
Was in Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World, and Passengers. Really, maybe one of the easiest ones I thought.
Are
I
you
guess
joking?
No.
I don't even have an idea.
Like I'll steal.
Okay. That's not easy to me at all. I don't know. Gerard Butler.
No. No stealing. But I really thought that was easy because the lead in both Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic World, which were major blockbusters, is Chris Pratt.
Oh, I didn't see either, but yeah.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope.
Oh.
But yeah, he was definitely in those. Yeah.
Hey, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Central Intelligence, Moana, and Rampage.
Oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Correct. Give him a point right
there. That was a good one.
I thought Central Intelligence was pretty good.
Yeah, me too.
I went in with no expectation.
It's him and Kevin Hart, and it's dumb.
Oh.
It's a dumb comedy.
Yes.
But I thought that was good. Okay. Amy, The Revenant, The Great Gatsby, and Shutter Island.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Correct. Good. Give her a point. Thank you. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Knocked Up.
Ha.
The Ugly Truth. 27 Dresses.
The only person I'm imagining is in 20 has to be Katherine Heigl.
Show me Katherine Heigl. Correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Last one. Amy, you got to get this right.
I know. Dang it, Chris Pratt.
John Wick. So good, by the way. John Wick 1 and John Wick 2.
Really?
So good. I was doing a hit on Fox News, and Keanu Reeves was shooting right outside the building for John Wick 3, right? In the trailer? Yeah. And then, John Wick. Oh, I just said the name of it. Stupid thing.
Oh, my
goodness. I already had his name written down because.
Well, hey, nothing like giving it away.
Wow.
You guys, sorry, I got focused on a story that I thought was it. I just love Keanu Reeves so much. I'm going to have to go to a different one, Amy. Sorry. I know you probably would have got that.
Yeah, I already had it written down.
I'm such an idiot.
Yep.
Yes, I'm glad you agree. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Gravity, Ocean's 8, and The Heat.
Sandra Bullock.
Correct!
Woo!
Lunchbox for the win, okay?
Yeah! Give me that John Wick one.
Okay.
Come on!
We've moved on from that one.
The Departed, The Italian Job, and Shooter for the win.
Ooh. It has to be Matt Damon.
Ooh. Wow. 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 Incorrect.
Oh.
He's not Italian Job?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Okay. Buzz in your name. Buzz in your name if you know the answer. This is the final one. Ready?
Man, I feel hurt right now.
Just say your name.
Okay.
I'll give them one at a time. Jump in if you want. Fences. The Equalizer.
Lunchbox!
Lunchbox.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah! Let me hear from my boy, Denzel Washington! Ding! Ding! Ding, ding, ding!
Okay.
Ding! Ding! Ding, ding, ding!
Relax.
The next one was going to be Remember the Titans.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
And that answer is in the right space. That's correct.
Yeah!
Play that song. Play that song.
Win, no matter what. Woo! Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the field, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
And they stay there.
There it is.
And they say yeah. And
there you go.
Yeah.
Nice work, Lunchbox.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Ooh.
Call me Mr. Hollywood.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
An injured turtle was found and taken to the Maryland Zoo to see if the vets there could help the turtle out. And they could help him. But the deal is, where his injuries were on his shell, they were able to fix it, but he'd have to, like, just lay there. Wouldn't be able to walk around or do anything for, like, months. So they needed to make the little guy a wheelchair. Wow. Only problem is, he was so small, about the size of a grapefruit, they didn't really know what to do. So they sketched out what they needed and gave it to one of their friends that's a Lego enthusiast.
What?
And the Lego person came back with a small Lego frame wheelchair. And he's legit wheeling around on four Lego wheels.
A turtle on a set of Legos?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And they think he'll be out of the wheelchair come next spring. So at least for the next several months, he'll be able to scoot around.
Well, good for that turtle. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bone,
come on. There are these people that make fake Instagram accounts in my name. Like, it'll be like Bobby Bones 11111. And people will think I'm talking to them on Instagram. It happens with a lot of music artists, famous people. Unless there's a blue check, it's not me. Like, I've made jokes about that. I don't have an account where I go and talk. Because they go, hey, I have a secret account to talk to my fans. No.
That's so dumb.
I can't remember my own password, not two accounts. And so I was reading this story about how fans have been scammed out of millions of dollars by these fake celebrity accounts. Isn't that crazy? One Bruce Springsteen fan said that she thought she was talking to Bruce Springsteen, and she bought more than $11,000 between gift cards and money transfers. And, I know, but here's the thing, Lunchbox, I know, before you laugh and go, wow, they're dumb, it's people that are lonely or there's something happening where they're not at that particular moment in the right place.
And so they feel cool because a celebrity reached out to them?
Yeah, anyone.
Oh,
they love
man.
That celebrity. They want to have some sort of sense of belonging. It's cool. Another fan was conned by a Kenny Chesney fake account for $10,000.
Oh, man.
Someone, supposed to be Derek Huff from Dancing with the Stars, tried, but the person was like, no. And there was an account of me saying, hey, would you buy me some new shoes to a fan? But that really was me. I was really asking for shoes.
Did you get the shoes?
No, it wasn't me. So, yeah, look for that blue dot is all I'm going to say. But, yeah, people are really spending money.
Speaking of Instagram, can we talk about Instagram for a minute? You know what I'm saying? A little Sharna Burgess on Instagram. Does that name ring a bell to anybody?
Yeah,
why do you talk
partner.
Like that? That's my
dance partner.
Well,
okay, we can talk about whatever you want, but yes, it does ring a bell. It's my dance partner on Dancing with the Stars right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, and there's been rumors that you guys are dating, and she posted something on Instagram.
Are there rumors, though? Really?
I hear them on this show every morning.
Okay. Yeah, because you say them.
So that means there's rumors.
Okay, go ahead.
But she posted this on Instagram, which screams that she... It says, I think some souls have a way of connecting without our knowledge. That's why you can meet someone for the first time, but inside you just know... You know it is not the first time you've felt them. And I'm like, wow, that is some deep stuff there when all of a sudden she has a new partner that she met for the first time and souls are connected.
Mm. What are you bringing to me, Mike D? Showing me something? Oh, there is something here on something called Inquisitor. It says, Dancing with the Stars romance rumors. Sharna Burgess and Bobby Bones share great chemistry. Fans wonder if they're dating.
Exactly. So I'm not the only one.
In case you aren't. I don't know that was about me. I don't even know that was a love thing. That post could be like first time I met Amy, I was like, dang, she's cool. Like, we're probably going to be friends in real life.
But you didn't feel that your souls had touched before.
I mean, listen, I'd love
Did
for anything to be touched.
Did she tag Bobby in that?
Just touch me in souls.
No, because I think she's trying to do it so Bobby sees it, so she knows, like, hey, I'm thinking about you even when you're not around. Because if she tagged him, it would be too obvious and everybody would know they're dating, and they don't want to... They're trying to keep it private, but they're not doing a very good job.
Right now, you're just projecting your thoughts onto me, which is not true. I tell you what she does do that's awesome of her. She thinks about me when we're outside. She does think about me when we're not training, but I'll tell you why, because I've lost a bunch of weight, and I roll from radio to doing a countdown to a podcast to dance training to the doctor, lots of places, and everywhere I go, she makes sure I have food because I've lost a bunch of weight, and so I get somewhere, or right in the middle of a dance practice, we'll do in 5 hours, she'll order it. I've told the pancake story before. Well, she just ordered a bunch of pancakes and she wouldn't dance with me until I finished all the pancakes. And then she did that with chicken and I think egg salad yesterday. So she's actually a really kind person. Like she's
that's awesome.
She also wants to win.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can win the show or not. Like I think everybody, I hope at some point it just clicks. This week's going to be tough for me because the Foxtrot. And I don't know what that means, except it's a really slow, cool dance, like Gene Kelly. You know, like, hey, oh yeah. Mm.
Do you feel like this, you really have to bust out your, like, suave, sexy side?
And I don't have that side.
Yeah.
Would you say that she has a good soul?
A great soul. One of the best souls.
Would you say you've connected with her soul?
Yeah, I would.
Without even knowing it, your soul's connected?
I don't know about souls connecting. You know, I think people just feel certain ways about each other. I think Amy and my soul's connected. Would you agree with that, Amy?
Yeah. I mean, we're sort of like, I don't even need to look at you to know certain things. I just feel it.
I told you guys, Amy's my best friend. And how I struggle with that is I'm not her best friend, but she's my best friend. But I'm okay with that. You know, one day I'll get a husband too.
Yeah, or a wife.
Or a wife, or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Well, Lunchbox, thank you for bringing that up, though. I had a long conversation with Morgan number two last night, late last night, because we were talking about some video stuff, and she was just kind of guessing what was going on. And Morgan number two is our 24-year-old head of digital. I think Morgan number two, when it comes to sniffing out stuff, is probably the smartest one on the show. I take Amy out of that because Amy knows, but Morgan number two was like, I know, and she didn't know. She still doesn't know, do you, Morgan number two?
No, I was really investigative. After you told me that and you kept saying no, I was like, who is it? So I started going all over all of your social media. Well, I could not find anything.
Oh, I just don't think that you would ever...
Incorrect. You know. Amy, incorrect. There was a huge clue. Huge clue on my Insta story. It's gone now.
Oh. Well, that I saw, but I feel like...
Did you?
I'm pretty sure.
And listen, I'm just going to say, I might give him big hints because this person could be on it right now. Or 10 days ago. But there was a huge clue in my Insta story. So, Morgan number two's guest was Tanya Rad, Ryan Seacrest co-host. That's not who it was. Who it is. And then she guessed. It doesn't matter. That's all.
I know. That's all. Who else did you guess?
I can tell you that she was wrong every time, and she did not guess my dance partner.
Why did you not guess his dance partner?
I think they have chemistry, but as just a really awesome friendship. I don't think that they're dating.
You don't think their soul's connected?
I wouldn't doubt that in a dating sense, like a dancing sense, but I don't think they're dating.
You don't?
I don't.
Do you think it more so, though, after we talked Morgan number two than you did?
No. I think you're too focused on the dancing side of it right now. So even if there was, maybe later, but not right now.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. Sometimes, though, like it doesn't matter.
Sometimes she... What?
Well, these
she
dancers, they wear, like, tight clothes all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it's all they wear.
You can't talk to Lunchbox about
and
this.
And then, well, no, Amy, I have to go and leave the room sometimes and go think about, like, baseball and my grandma.
I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
You know what I mean? All right. That's enough for this.
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our video producer, Eddie, who sits right to my right hand. He's over there editing his videos all the time. He said he was watching the new episode of This Is Us. Is it still good, that show?
Oh, amazing, Bones. I mean, it picked up right where it left off. And again, like I always do, I cried.
You did?
Of course I cried. Man, it's just, I feel like this show just touches every part of life.
Good
for
you.
The good stuff, the bad stuff. And then they throw some football in. And then at the end of it, I start crying.
Is that dad still... Did he die from the toaster oven or whatever?
Well, yes. I mean, spoiler alert, he is dead.
It's not a spoiler. Okay, they put that in the commercials.
Crockpot.
Okay,
and not only that, you knew he was dead from the beginning. This show goes back and forth. There is no spoiler. You're actually being taught from outside in.
It's true.
So that show doesn't really have spoilers, if that makes sense. But so it's still good. He's still in the show.
He's still in the show. Now they're taking it back to when they first met, him and Rebecca.
Yeah, it's still good, huh?
Dude, it's so good. Are you watching it?
No, I kind of checked out before the blender incident. So,
I think it's the best show on television.
Crockpot.
What happened? That's the blender exploded.
No,
the crockpot.
Oh,
spoiler alert!
Fire.
It is a great show. There's so many shows on now. You kind of have to pick and choose. And I haven't had a ton of time. But Lunchbox's wife loved Ozark on Netflix, and I'm like three episodes into that. I haven't finished second season, but she loved that, huh, Lunch?
Oh, she watched season one and she loved it. Hadn't started season two, but she was like, show is so good.
So good. Bobby, you have got, I know you don't have time, but when you do, you have got to like dive into season two because it's better than season one. I promise.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a little slow on season two, but I'll catch up. That and I want to start The Good Place.
Yeah.
You know, apparently they're about to start the third season. I didn't know that. It's like about heaven. It's on a network. Kristen Bell's in it. Kristen Bell, whatever her name is. And Ted Danson. So I want to see that. So, yeah, it's just such a good time for TV. Raymundo watched Orange is the New Black. Is that right, Raymundo, on Netflix?
Yeah, I've actually just been watching it with my girlfriend. The thing is, sometimes I have my headphones on when I'm working out and stuff, so I'm not always in tune with what exactly is going on. So it's almost like a perspective of I don't always hear the audio. But from what I see, it's kind of depressing. These chicks all just stuck in jail. And
you're not hearing the words. It's a comedy.
I didn't think it was that funny. Most of the time they have these.
You're not hearing the words.
Honestly, all these people talking about how great it is, I don't think it's that good. It looks sad and almost like I you feel it. Bad about your life.
Well, yeah. I liked it, though.
And are they ever going to escape? It just seems like the whole show, they're in the jail, like trying to escape that thing, man.
If you were in jail, would you try to escape? Around the room, Amy.
No.
Lunchbox?
100% yes. I'm not staying in there for that long.
I'm not trying to escape. If I did it, I'm trying to serve my time, yeah. Pay my debt, and get out. And yeah. Hold all the pockets I have to.
I'm trying
just
to do
be
good
safe.
For early yeah. release.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
The early release. I mean, even if it was a full life sentence, you wouldn't try? Like, there's no loss.
But am I innocent? Yes.
They may put you in solitaire. And by the time I've developed a culture.
The hole.
And I know, yeah. Oh, or maybe to some people were in prison already.
Huh?
Whoa.
Or in a different kind of prison.
Is that deep?
That's true.
I mean, it just depends where you're from and what your outlook is. Some people that live in, it doesn't matter. Don't get me started. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. We have this show on the weekend. It's on 100 or so stations where I highlight women in country music. And this week, one of the songs that I'll be highlighting, one of the artists, is Cassidy Pope. Here's a clip of One More Red Light. Check it out. One more red light. Let's keep it going. Take another lap around this town. Another side over your side. Hey, so yeah, it's called the Women of iHeart Country. I hope you find it and listen. I put the playlist up every week.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby. Hey, good morning. More studio.
Morning.
Hey, look at us. Well, Amy's got a pile coming up in a second. What do you have in that pile that's interesting for us to hear about? Because I like this segment.
Well, it's a little fun fact about Apple and how rich those guys are, and one guy that bailed early on and now he has no money.
Yeah, will you tell us how much it would be worth now?
it'd be worth...
No. Tell us in the pile.
Oh, okay.
Dang. I'm trying to spoil it there. By the way, I will be on Dancing with the Stars on Monday, and my dance is even harder this week, and I could use your votes even if I suck. I just want to say that. Put that out there now. Good?
Good, yeah.
Good. I'm nervous about it.
I know. But you're going to do amazing.
No, that's not true. I'm just trying to do medium. I can't wait till I get a dance or I do a... Like, if I can come out... Maren Morris tweeted me last night. She was like, hey, when are you going to do Genuine Pony? And I was like, I know, right?
Oh, that would be good. You'd be good
come
at
out,
that.
I'd come out and just grind the crap out of that place. And it... Oh.
Oh, boy.
That's kind of my jam. Like, grind. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I could probably get all of America pregnant at once.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So you really can think yourself thin. Now, you may think you have to go on a walk or go to the gym or lift weights or do whatever to...
You do? And you do?
I do all these things.
Yes?
But listen, our brains use up to 20% of our total energy doing just basic functions. And when we're studying something and trying to absorb information and learning... We are burning lots more calories. Like, you can increase your calorie burning by up to, like, 5%.
Amy, I read a lot of books. I did not get any skinnier.
Yeah, but no. Look, you're learning, like, not only are you out there dancing, but you're having to use your brain. Like, that's crazy, the stuff you're doing right now. So you're burning double time. The calories, like, with the movement, and then calories with all the brain power.
I believe you a little bit. Like 5%, I believe you, but mostly you have to eat right. That's what it is. Here's the order of getting healthy. Ready? Get enough sleep, eat right, exercise, those three in that order, and then play Sudoku according to Amy or whatever
study.
The game is.
Yeah, there do crossword yes. puzzles and all go. That stuff. I'm just saying, like, next time you're like, oh, I just don't like studying and I don't have time to go to the gym, maybe you're in school right now. Well, that's okay. Study harder, you're burning calories.
All
okay,
right.
I like to sometimes share random fun facts on Friday, because like on the weekend you can bust this out. But I don't think I ever knew there was a third founder of Apple. I knew there was Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. Did you know there was a third dude?
Yeah, and he sold, because here's what happened. Well, he sold his stock really early. It's like his part of the company.
Do you know his name?
Not his stock. Yeah, I believe it was Herbie Hancock. And so what happened was, no, what was the name?
Ronald Wayne.
Ugh. Okay, so he's also known as the Pete Best. Now, Pete Best got kicked out of the Beatles, but he was one of the originals. But do you know why he sold?
No.
I believe, first of all, I bet he needed the money. But two, it was where if that company went under, he owed money.
Okay.
And the company wasn't feeling great, so he sold it.
Well,
and
yes.
Then it's worth
billions. Ronald sold his 10% stake in the company for $800 after 2 weeks. It would now be worth at least $100 billion today.
Oh, he wouldn't have kept all of that, but yes. It's an unfortunate story. I don't blame him because at the time it's a risky thing, and hindsight's 20/20.
I know. It's just one of those things. You're like, oh. Like, what if you're Ronald Wayne's wife?
That's funny. That's where your mind goes.
Or kids.
Yeah.
You're like, Dad, what's up with that? And then, I mean, if you're Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak or whatever, I really feel like they should be like, you know what, Ronald? Here's a bone.
You do?
Yeah, like, here's...
I'm sure he's got enough bones, but I'm telling you, everywhere he goes in his life, he's known as the guy who sold that Apple. That stinks.
And now you know his name, Ronald Wayne.
Might heard it before. I
know,
but
I was just other people who didn't know that story.
There you go, Ronald Wayne. Thank you, Amy. What else?
Lyft just launched a new promotion where they're paying people not to use their car for an entire month. People in 35 big cities can register, and if they pick you, you'll get approximately $500 in credits for other types of transportation like trains, bike sharing, and of course, Lyft. And if you're interested in this, you can go to ditchwithlyft.com. And if they pick you, you got to stop driving on October 8th.
Oh, okay.
No more driving, but you get the $500 in credits and stuff.
Okay. Well, okay. There you go.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, let's talk about the weekend real quick. Amy?
We are going to see our dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's
been sick, been getting trained.
Yeah. And she's at the foster home she's at is like about an hour and a half away. So taking a road trip.
Wow. I'm good. I hope the dog comes back and it's healthy and the kids love it.
I know. I'm excited for the kids to see it this weekend. And, you know, she had a rough go when her hair got all washed after not ever being cleaned for a year and matted. It took off skin from her back, but now her hair's fully grown over. Like, I just can't wait to see how much healthier she looks.
Lunchbox, what about you, bud?
Man, I'm just going to do some relaxing. I got to recover from last weekend. It's been a busy week and I just need a nap.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that.
What about you, Bobby? Let me guess.
I don't like it when you do let me guess because you're always condescending when you do this.
No.
Yeah, you always, every time. Amy, would you like to ask me what I'm doing this weekend? All
right. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm genuinely curious. Like, what are you doing this weekend?
But you know how Lunchbox always goes, let me guess.
Yeah, dancing.
Let me guess, you're going to dance.
Working. Work some more.
You're going to do some more work. You're probably going to write some stuff on a paper. You're going to do some more work.
And dance.
And I always have to go like, yeah, you're right. But he always makes me feel like a douche. You know what I mean?
Okay, but for real, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm dancing.
Okay.
I'm working. I'm just in one mode. We didn't talk about this on the show today, and I really don't want it to be a big talking point because I don't want them to use it on the show, but I really hurt my shoulder, and I've been going to the doctor, and I've been having to take care of it, and anytime I, like, breathe hard, it hurts. And so I'm kind of a... And I'm doing this dance called the Foxtrot on Monday night.
Okay.
And look at my arms. It's all like this. And you have to hold a frame.
Oh, yes. That frame is important.
It's so hard to do because my whole life I've been living in wrong posture. Mm-hmm. And then my shoulders. But anyway, I have two dances next week. So, yeah. I'm gonna work and I'm going to hang out. I got to do a little hangout. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, just hanging out.
Yeah.
Just like by yourself or with somebody else.
We'll see where that takes me.
Okay. You're like never, you never get alone time anymore, do you? For real.
No.
Because Mike D lives with you and then you're always dancing with Sharna. And then, you know, you have some free time, but that's not alone. Like, when are you, I mean,
I don't even
sometimes
know
you need to like recover and just,
I don't even
like
know how my free time is.
Not be around anybody.
I know. I miss my old life.
Yeah.
I was talking to Nikki who got voted off first week.
She was mad that she got voted off, and she was a little upset, but she was also like, I am home. It feels good to be home, home. Because we're like in an island here. And it's not like The Bachelor where you go into a really nice house and then they just pry you with food. I wouldn't drink anyway, but food and drinks and make everything feel good. I'm in a tiny college type apartment in a part of town that's far away from everything. And I'm car sick all the time. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that, man, I kind of miss just getting in my own car, not wanting to vomit getting out of the car every time.
Yeah.
And just seeing you guys like face to face because I miss touching you guys. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No. You know, every morning we'd hold hands and go like, okay, let's have a great show today. And we would do our get together. I miss that.
No.
Well, oh, I mean,
were you guys never invited to that?
No, we don't do that.
That's just me and Mike D would do that.
Oh,
every show. Still have him.
Yeah, no. It's not the same though. Now we just do it. We stand around my bed. All right. That's it. We'll see. we'll see you Monday.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good weekend. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.